These Chicon stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. North Canaan is sponsoring a Light Up the Streets of North Canaan program this year, the Sponsor a Tree program. If you live or a business owner along the main streets of North Canaan and would like to light up the town with a lit tree, complete their form by November 13th. They'll supply a timer for the tree. Note you'll need a GFCI-protected electrical outlet, test and reset button outside to plug in the lights. They'll be putting the trees up Monday, November 16th, and taken down early in January. $50 to sponsor a tree made out to the town of North Canaan. Mail that check to Town of North Canaan, P.O. Box 643, North Canaan, Connecticut. Sponsored by, and then put in memory of. For more information, contact John Lannon at 860-248-1345. Well, Massachusetts is now on the Connecticut travel list, marking the first time for the Bay State. The governor continues to work on reaching accommodations with COVID-19 travel rules with neighboring Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Massachusetts was added to the state's coronavirus travel advisory because of the rising infection rate in the Bay State, while Rhode Island was removed because of declining infections in the Ocean State. Days after a judge reversed herself and ordered a polling location for the 2020 general election to be set up at Bard College campus, Dutchess County Board of Elections has made a last-ditch appeal to maintain the polling place where it's been for years. Oral arguments before the Appellate Division of State Supreme Court was heard yesterday. Dutchess County Board of Elections Commissioner Eric Haight, a Republican, argues in his appeal that a request for a polling venue change should have been made last March when the BOE was confirming polling spots, and he argues the church is both large and convenient enough for the Bard community. The brief quotes Dr. Anil Vadian, Commissioner of Behavioral and Community Health for Dutchess County, saying that the college campus is more dangerous for COVID transmission than a smaller community church. The polling location on the books is St. John's Episcopal Church, River Road in Barrytown. Polling lines were backed up at Dutchess County, lines forcing voters to wait in some cases for hours to cast a ballot, caught some by surprise this weekend, the first day of the early voting period in New York. By Tuesday, the first night on which Dutchess County early polling sites were open past 5, residents knew what they were walking into. The County Board of Elections says nothing can be done to alleviate the congestion. Still, though, people line up, many of them after working a full day. Lonnie Durfee, the Dalton man charged with setting fire to a stack of hay bales that bore an endorsement for a Democratic presidential ticket, has been released from custody. The judge released Durfee from custody with a number of conditions after a video conference bail review hearing on Monday in Superior Court. The decision reverses the October 16th ruling by a judge ordering Durfee held without bail until his criminal case is resolved. The judge, in a written order issued on Tuesday, wrote that Durfee, quote, may be a danger to himself, end quote, due to his issues with mental health and alcohol, but disagreed with the other judge's conclusion that no conditions or release would ensure the community's safety, ruling that holding Durfee for an immediate amount of time while his criminal case was pending was unwarranted. He ordered that Durfee be released from custody with a GPS monitor and barred him from leaving his home terrace address in Dalton unless he's going to work, a medical or legal appointment, or gets permission from probation. He must also submit to random alcohol testing. The U.S. Department of Justice has requested data related to the number of nursing home residents in New York who died due to COVID-19, which has been shrouded in secrecy for months. The request on Tuesday seeks the number of residents who died from COVID-19 inside private nursing homes, as well as those who died after being transferred to a hospital, other medical facilities, or any other location, according to a letter first reported by the New York Post. The State Department of Health has officially reported over 6,700 confirmed or presumed COVID-19 deaths of residents in nursing homes, but experts have asserted that thousands more residents died due to COVID-19 after being transferred to hospitals. Tolls on the New York State Thruway will be completely cashless starting in November, according to the State Thruway Authority Public Information Office. The Thruway Authority is estimating the switch to cashless tolling, which began sometime in November. An exact date is not known until all testing has been completed on the new equipment. The Stockbridge Library has an event today at 4 o'clock, cartooning workshop for Halloween. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the 10th Annual Pumpkin Walkabout. Berkshire South is holding a virtual gather together apart. The Berkshire South Regional Community Center will hold its 2020 gala virtually via the Zoom platform. That happens today. The public is invited to participate to join the free Zoom event on the web, zoom.us www.connecticuttravelist.com/j/9485758-8128. It's sold out. Chris Whipple, the New York Times bestselling author, journalist, and documentary filmmaker, sharing what he's learned from the nation's 12 living directors of the CIA. It's part of the Hotchkiss Library's Book Signing 2.0 series. His talk about the book, The Spy Masters, will take place tonight at 8 o'clock via Zoom. Sharon Daycare's virtual silent auction is about to end. If you haven't sent in your bid yet, the email address is sharondaycare@hotmail.com. You have to email your bids by the end of the day today. You'll be contacted the week of November 2nd if you had a winning bid. Pine Plains Evergreen Cemetery Lantern Tour 2020. See the history of Pine Plains brought to life during this tour. It's put together by the Pine Plains Free Library and Little Nine Partners Historical Society. For more information, 518-398-1927 or pineplainslibrary.org. Housatonic Valley FFA is hosting Farmers to Families Food Box distribution, each box containing fresh produce, milk, and meat. It'll be held October 31st from 9 till 12 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. All community members are invited. Free USDA-sponsored food distribution event. Mass and social distancing are required. The Berkshire Box Society has a preview of their 30th anniversary on Saturday at 3 p.m. James Bagwell, choral conductor, Renee Ann Luprette, and organ, and George Stauffer, the Box Scholar, at the Mooting House on Main Street in Housatonic, Massachusetts. Attention, your wish has been granted due to popular demand. The Sharon Audubon and Sharon Historical Society have added a second glowing evening of the Pumpkin Trail. Join them at the Sharon Audubon Center on Halloween, Saturday from 7 to 8:30, and enjoy the glowing pumpkin trail. The trail remains open daily from dawn until dusk each day through November the 7th. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad invites the community to help light up the Sharon Town Green by purchasing luminaries in honor of family members, friends, loved ones, and to remember those that were lost. Purchases of the Lights of Love will help the Sharon Ambulance Squad raise funds for the new ambulance. Luminaries are $10 each. All orders must be placed by November 1st. Contact any Sharon Ambulance Squad member for information. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. We also find them on Facebook. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 943 points yesterday, 26,519.95. The NASDAQ starts off today at 11,004.87 and the S&P 500 at 3,271.03. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.